So I've been working on some music. All the music you've been hearing I've been doing on this app called Beats. And it's actually going to be a sponsor of this podcast. It's a free app on Google App Store and also on iOS. So I think you guys will enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoy the music. Can you please become a supporter or something like that? Because we're going to talk about a few things here tonight. And I will be happy here today, actually, I should say. And I will be happy to mention your name in an upcoming podcast. Stay tuned. So somewhere along the way, I have been noticing I'm getting more people to listen. The music is just simply a creation. I did it because I thought maybe if I added music, I'd get more listeners. And I was right. So if you guys happen to want to be part of the sponsorship, all you have to do is leave a voicemail. And you can put in your name and your what you want to sponsor. And I'll play it in one midway part of the podcast, or I'll put it up on a special promo on Spotify. And it's free, because I don't get paid unless I get supporters. And it's free to everybody who wants to do it. So if you are a business and you're looking for sponsorship, go ahead and leave. Tell me what your business is about and promote yourself. You got 60 seconds. I hope you enjoy it. So today I wanted to talk about the lifestyles, how much lifestyles have changed between now and COVID-19, and what everybody's doing that is creating the biggest issues. Some people are saying that COVID-19 is just like a regular old flu, but it isn't. When the Chinese created this serious contamination of worldwide destruction, they made sure that it could kill people. People with weakened immune systems, stuff like that. And now they're wanting to put together a vaccine. And if they make it required, you're going to end up having to get in it. And it's just like one big piss poor joke played on America. The idea that you can sit and lie to 500 million people just doesn't set well with me for some reason. China has never been held accountable, at least the Chinese government has never been held accountable for their scientific experiments, even if it is in deadly vaccines or deadly viruses that they create. And so you really have to wonder what else China's not telling the people of the world, and how much of what China says is true and what else is a lie. Because COVID-19 has taken nearly just a little under 500,000 people and made them sick. And some have died, nearly little over 200,000 people. But I wouldn't believe the numbers, because I know I've heard people come out and say that their family member did not die from COVID-19. So the lies are becoming self-evident. I have to ask why a country would want to poison worldwide people from anywhere in the world, like China. They don't care. It's not hurting them any. Their people are strong. America, Canada, Russia, all these countries where we have to live, and China is the only country with the deadliest virus called the novel coronavirus. A really damn pity, because you create a virus that kills people. That would be like putting SARS out there and not telling anybody about it. And then you try to kill 500,000 people. Or AIDS when it ran rampant in the 50s. Men and women didn't have to tell some poor soul that they had AIDS, so they got away with it. And nobody held them accountable. Just like nowadays. Countries don't hold other countries accountable for their actions, but they hold the people accountable for its actions. How many doctors or research people did the Chinese military kill to keep the novel coronavirus a secret, to not let it come out in the media? Yeah, there is a big issue that I have with, let's say, just political rhetoric that doesn't sound good. Choices that you make in one country can affect the world, and this one affected the world in a big way. The death toll is climbing, and China still has not paid for its little incident. But now it's a big incident, and it's not good. So, who's going to hold the Chinese accountable? It ain't going to be America, not with Joe Biden, because he won't hold them accountable. He'll let them go free. When you create a problem, you need to fix it. And Joe Biden ain't going to fix it because Joe Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese. Yeah, I'm bashing Joe because it's true. He's a man, he's an ailing man with a bad memory, with even a poorer graft than Trump. And he's got a little bit of a problem because he's now been caught red-handed with his cookie, with his hand in the cookie jar of Burisma. And things are just not working out the way everybody thought they should. But wait, we want to blame Trump for coronavirus, but it wasn't Trump that did it. It was China. China created this coronavirus. China took away all these jobs in America. China is destroying the fabric of the universe. China is creating deadly novel viruses to test out on millions and billions of people and not telling a soul about it. Their research labs are sealed. They won't let anybody in to know what they're doing. And they lie to the people over and over again. That's the way their media works. They don't tell the truth. They tell a lie. They fabricate a truth to make it sound believable. But yet, we're going to blame Trump for coronavirus. How can you blame Trump for coronavirus when it was China who created the virus? This is a really big issue, I think, that needs to be looked at deeper. I would have to ask, you know, as an American citizen, my first question is to Joe Biden is, what are you going to do? Are you going to hold China accountable for the novel coronavirus? Because it did come out of China, and the government there is silencing the people who created this virus. They aren't going to allow anybody to talk about it. Oh, and you, Mr. President, are responsible to hold this country accountable for China's actions. You need to go after China. But no, we can't do that. They're our friends. But friends don't make other friends sick. They don't try and kill millions of people. And they don't silence the creators of this virus to tell everybody that there is no vaccine. That's the problem I'm having. That's the issue I'm having with this novel coronavirus. The little white lies, the little misinformation act that goes on in America shouldn't be going on in America. It shouldn't be happening here in America. So please, just take your Chinese bullshit, your leftist media, and your backwards thinking and go play around in China if you want to. Because I don't think it's cool to try and poison millions of people. A novel coronavirus. I never heard of that until now. The idea that we're going not to hold a country accountable who created the virus, but yet we can hold these other countries, we can hold all these other countries accountable for their actions. We're held accountable for our actions, but yet China's not held accountable for theirs. And they soil the dollar every time they turn around because they can pay us less and we end up paying more. How is that fair? Did you know that a $100 bill is worth 5% less than Chinese money? Or did you also think that maybe the idea of a novel virus was just a way for China to get rid of some of its debt and make people sick? So they could, if they claimed a state of emergency or countrywide lockdown, the Chinese government could come in and say, well, it wasn't our fault. cover it up. And that's what they've done. They've covered up the truth. Stay tuned. I got more coming. A couple more songs and a lot more talk. So now we're moving right along. I hope you guys are enjoying the music because I tried my best to create a functional music list that works, if you know what I mean. Everybody, yesterday I looked and my latest numbers show I got 47 listeners on that one podcast, so I'm hoping that this actually works. Moments of true intellectual understanding. We all have these moments within this new age of face mask and face shield and all this stuff. It is kind of a novel thing to see how two people can come together and really show love and happiness and prosperity. And so I thought, well, what a better way to show love and prosperity than just to come out and have a conversation about it. If you're dating and you're part of this new age of face mask and face shield, then I guess this is a conversation for you. Don't be a party to the single-minded thinking. There are ways to get together, and there are safe, reliable ideas to work out a virtual date. And then you got your options of having a date at home. And that means that you guys would both cook, you guys would both clean up, and you guys would both have a conversation. There is nothing to say that you can't do anything else, but this is how I look at it. Okay, you're in a relationship during a pandemic. Now, either you're going to have to look at options of falling in love, look at the way you're going to fall for her and the way she's going to react to you, and you're both going to have to share some sort of commonality, because nothing is for certain. You know, there is not a for certain thing about it. In these years, in this year alone, 2020 has been the most saddening, the most disheartening year of the year, year of years. And so I think it's just like good things come in little packages. Getting your first promotion or getting that first date is always a challenge. But in the age of coronavirus, the challenge becomes much harder when you're trying to take a girl out on a date. Virtual dating is a big popular thing now. People go on like Facebook and do private video chats. When they're comfortable, they go to each other's houses and they sit there and talk for hours on end, and they exchange conversation over good food and good music. And you know, I want to tell you guys that that is a wonderful way to make a relationship. Virtual dating is probably 100% safer than going out in public right now, so I would support it. I don't think there's a lot of virtual dating apps. See, they want to charge you. All these apps that are good really do charge you a lot of money. But if you use smart thinking, common sense budgeting, and you arrange it just right, things do work out. The idea of dating is not exactly 100% provable, but it is understandable, at least, in the idea that you can have a date and you can enjoy it too. And some people just have these ideas of dating and it's a one-night stand and that's it. And I don't play that game. No. I said no to that a long time ago. That wasn't my game. Now, of course, there are people out there who do that, and they run the risk of giving some poor woman a child that they didn't want, lying to them to get them in bed, stuff like that. And to me, that's just a despicable thing. See, I like guys with honesty, integrity, and loyalty, and that's just how I am. I ain't about to tell you it's a dream or it's an amazing way to live. It isn't. It's far from it.
And the real reality is that when you hit bottom, it's going to hurt. You could hit bottom at any time and it will hurt you badly. And the thought, just the thought of hitting bottom at the wrong time can hurt even worse. So don't take dating as a game. Take dating as a part of life. Think of a date as a way to get to know someone. Think if you want something more, you need to do something more for that date. There is people out there who do like the options of friends with benefits. And that means you're only friends and you can give each other benefits if you choose. And also, another thing about virtual dating is age. Sometimes it's hard to tell, so it's just nice to verify stuff. But don't take anything too seriously, and don't overlook options that may help you better your dating life. If you were to go out on a virtual date virtually means that you go buy food, bring it back home, you sit at home and eat, and you talk to each other while you're eating. Because that is virtually a good way to make sure you get to enjoy a dinner or enjoy a lunch together or something. And then, as for doing movies and stuff together, you plan to get together at a point. And maybe you go to his place or you go to a hotel room and you watch a movie together. It just depends on how comfortable you are. Because really, that's what dating is all about, is the comfortability factor. If you're comfortable in your skin and you're comfortable with her, then you're winning. If you're not, then I don't know what to say. Because I like guys over women. So I'm just being nice because I'm showing commonality in that way. Because it really works the same for everybody. I mean, virtual dating is a surefire, not a serious thing. Sooner or later, you're going to have to get together, and sooner or later, this whole pandemic is going to have to close. So, just keep your faith up, keep the love flowing, and become interactive in social media. It's a great way to pass time when you're stuck at home. Well, it is my podcast. I've been covering a whole bunch of different subjects. Now we're going to cover sports for a little bit. this weekend, this Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the WWE Network is WWE's Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view. It's a great opportunity to enjoy some family fun entertainment. The WWE has gone virtuoso, so that means that all the fans are actually sitting at home in a comfortable chair watching WWE Monday Night Raw. Now, there is nothing to be said for good entertainment, but it is fun and it is interactive and it does have its perks. Several times during a session, you can actually see everybody who's there. And it's fun, it's comedian-like, it's entertaining at best, and it's got a lot of great stuff going on it. So, for this Sunday, tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, it's WWE's TLC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs kickoff show, where they're going to go through what's going to happen this Sunday at Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. And, of course, it's not quite as easy as what you think. With The Fiend and Randy Orton in a Firefly Inferno match, it's going to be quite interesting. The Inferno match, if you've ever seen one, is where they light the whole ring, all around the ring, on fire. And it is very interesting, to say the least. They have no ropes, no nothing. It is a total inferno match. You need to check out the YouTube and type in WWE Inferno Match. And you'll see what I mean. It is like they could get burned really badly. They could burn. And that's not a joke. That's the truth. So I would not want to be them. Also, this Sunday, Drew McIntyre is set to defend his WWE Championship against AJ Styles. And Mr. Styles has not exactly been too hep on playing fair this past week with his new bodyguard. Call him the Towering Hulk at ringside. He has bailed out AJ Styles many times, and so this Sunday, it's a Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match, so let's see how his bodyguard feels if Drew McIntyre takes a hankering to throw him through a table or launch him into a ladder. That and more this Sunday from Monday Night Raw. Now on to the SmackDown part of the match. SmackDown has a lot of great matches, and some of them you will see this Sunday. Carmella goes one-on-one with Sasha Banks after busting two wine bottles on her spine. I would say that this is getting ridiculous. So, if you think it's a joke, Carmella, keep busting wine bottles, and pretty soon, I'm pretty sure they'll have a sufficient fine for every time you bust a wine bottle on somebody. Because you really should not do that, and it's not good for the body. But I guess Carmella is different. And she's got this chauffeur who sets up everything for her. She's a real clown now, I think. And next, we move to Kevin Owens and the Roman Reigns of the WWE. Kevin Owens has been slaughtered by the WWE champion, Universal Champion Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns has become a real dick, you might say, in the WWE. He is lying, he is conniving, he is deceitful, he doesn't want to do what he's supposed to, and it's just one big joke. But this Sunday, death or winning or death is what is on the plate, because Kevin Owens said at the end of Friday Night SmackDown last night that he's either going to win the WWE Championship or die trying. And that is a clear message to Roman Reigns that he has no intention of just letting him walk out of tables, ladders, and chairs with that title. So, I guess we'll see a real eye-opener for tables, ladders, and chairs if that match goes forward as planned. The WWE will probably suspend that match knowing that Kevin Owens is willing to die to win the title. But we'll see. Management doesn't seem to be able to keep a lid on their superstar, so I think that we're going to see one hell of a tables, ladders, and chairs match. And Bianca Belair might have herself locked into a match this Sunday. It is probably going to be the closest match you're ever going to see on WWE, but it is going to be a match nonetheless. Bianca Belair is set to be at WWE's TLC match, but what she's going to be doing, nobody knows. So we're going to see. And if you're not ready for WWE TLC, then you don't have to worry about this. Catch the NFL on Sunday. Catch the Giants and the Cowboys and all those great teams going off as we get set for Super Bowl season. It's just around the corner. This is like the countdown to Super Bowl. And with the Steelers having an 11-2 loss record, with an 11-2 win record, they're definitely championship material for the foreseeable Super Bowl. And it's going to be interesting. Most of the football and professional leagues have canceled many events. Even the Pac-12 has canceled a few games. So this season has not been exactly for the fan. It's been more for the coronavirus. So we have to see what happens. But all this and so much more to come on WWE Network. Go to WWE Network and get your free trial started today. And also go to the NFL Network and get your NFL Network trial started today too, because you could catch both shows at the same time. Thank you.
And now my closing thoughts. This is my final closing thoughts for this episode anyways. My closing thoughts are this. If we're going to make it through this coronavirus, we got to help each other out. That's why they have the supporter tab on here and in the links on Spotify on my podcast. So if you're ready to have a little bit of fun and you really want to get involved, when I reach, let's say, $1,500, I'll be giving away a $100 gift card to one of my supporters. So the most donations will get the most attention, and I will do a random drawing for you if you wish. You can join me here on Spotify, here on Anchor, and on also on Apple Podcast, and there's a lot more to come for this, but stay tuned, and I'll see you right here later on with another great podcast and another great video. Stay tuned.